And that's when you just take that quick little.
Yep. You take a big deep
breath. Go back at it.
Oh, no. The last time it happened to me, I was like, oh, yeah, we're done. I can't.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach.
All right, y'all. March 14th is Steak and Blowjob Day. So I wanted to have a blowjob conversation with the BJ queen herself, my dear friend, Tanisha. I am so excited to share with you guys all kinds of techniques, tricks, how do you know if they like it or not? All kinds of fun stuff is loaded in this episode, so stay tuned. Okay, Tanisha, this is something that we talk about all the time in our personal life. Tanisha is my best friend that I do a lot of things with. Like, she is my travel buddy, my partner in crime. We met years ago, flight attending, and this is her first time and probably not her last time on the podcast. And she knows all of my secrets, which makes this episode really fun and terrifying for both of us.
I won't tell too many secrets.
Yeah. So welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I love you.
So I wanted to open it up with the reason why I picked you to do this podcast with me. In our friend group, you have a nickname. What is your nickname?
My nickname is Gok Gok 3000, and it seems to be moving from 3000 to 6000 to 9, I'm not really sure at this point. So we'll start there.
Yes. So what does that even mean? Like, where did this come from?
I would say it came from, I think, just conversations that we've had about blowjobs.
I think Call Her Daddy podcast also had a conversation about this. And I think that that's kind of where that originated too.
Yes. Someone in our group had, I think, listened to it. And then they were like, yep, that's you.
Yes. So what the fuck makes a good blowjob?
First off, no teeth. I think that's what makes an amazing blowjob, starting right there. I also think the amount of grip that you have on there, whether it be from your mouth or your hand, I know that kind of gets into like a hand job, but I think a good blowjob has a good hand job mixed in it too.
Ooh, yes. And I think so many women underestimate like how much pressure they're utilizing. So like think of a man masturbating, jacking off. Men have much tighter grips than women. So a lot of times they are going to be a much tighter handle on things.
Yeah, yeah.
Than we naturally would have. And so when you think that you're being firm, you're probably still being too gentle. Would you agree?
I agree. And one of the things I like to do, especially if it's someone that I am giving a blowjob to for the first time, is like, hey, and it's also a way to like heighten my senses too. Why don't you show me the amount of grip or pressure that you would like to have? Because then I'm like, so you like it like this? Okay, cool. And then we can go from there.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up because recently I actually saw something on Instagram that was talking about like, how do you have a good blowjob? And they're like, well, you ask them how they want it to be done. And I think that, you know, on this podcast, we talk about it all the time, but communication is huge. Mm-hmm. And how do you know your partner likes it? Well, there are some cues that we're going to get into, but it's communicating. That's how you truly know, by asking questions, communicating after the fact. Yeah. What else?
Or if you don't feel comfortable, because sometimes you may not feel comfortable asking how, because then you might think that it is dampening the mood. Some people find it they call it dampening the mood if you have to ask, you know, well, what is it that you like? Or, you know, how do you like it? I think that if this is going to be a partner over time, just like they say, sex is great when a man learns a woman's body, blowjobs are great when a woman learns a man's body or a man's, you know, genitalia. Like, you have to, you look for those cues. You just look for those cues for, you know, how they're enjoying it. And, you know, sometimes you hear that one noise and you're like, I'm doing what I need to do.
Yes. So, you know, we talked a little bit about like hand pressure. What else can you do with your hands that can enhance the experience for them as well.
I think playing with the balls is an amazing, and then, you know, right underneath the balls is that little taint. And you get right, for me, when I'm my finger is like this, and you get in there and you do that little rub. Sometimes that little rub, it sets it off.
Let me put that in my back pocket for next time.
Literally. He's like, oh, she's just on the balls. Oh, right under. Oh, wait a second. Now that bass in his voice has dropped just a little bit.
So in addition to like the balls, the taint, there's also the rectum and the stimulation in the prostate, which I've done a whole episode about prostate and how to effectively stimulate that and how like techniques for all of that as well. So we don't need to go into that here today. Go check out that other episode from Anal August a few years ago. But what are some cues that you look for to see if your partner is enjoying it?
I think first cue is sometimes the dirty talking, especially if you know your partner. Some guys get into dirty talking right off the bat. Some guys, it's not a thing until it's like a y'all been together a couple times. I definitely look for dirty talking, certain types of dirty talking. And then I'll also go into some of the moaning. As soon as I hear a nice little moan, I'm like, we getting into it. And then I think a big thing is sometimes some of his hand motions. And I mean, as far as like how he's caressing you, if he's caressing your hair or if he's pulling your hair, oftentimes I feel like, or I hear women say, oh, you know, he's always pushing my head down, or he's always like feeling like a forceful way. And I tend to think that that's men showing that they are enjoying it or they are loving it or getting into it. And of course, you know, that's for us, it's obstructing our airways even more. But at that point, I think you have to have that, you know, that safe word if you feel like, hey, it's getting a bit much. But yeah, I definitely think one of my number one ways is the caressing and the way that he's like rubbing on me to show, you know, how he's enjoying it.
I think too, you know, you said, what are they doing with their hands? Are they gripping the sheets? Are they like, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. Like, pay attention to how their body's responding. And also think about like how when you're receiving oral, how your body's responding and the cues that they're looking for, it's really the same thing. You're looking for those same cues in your partner.
Yep.
And I love that you brought up the when they use their hand. I think that so many women avoid blowjobs because their partners use their hand. And honestly, I never thought about it that way. I always thought about that as them being just kind of aggressive, and I hate it. I don't like that at all. But I think when you change your perspective and it's more of a way of them saying, hey, I'm enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm really into it. That could also help us have a more enjoyable time in the experience as well.
Agreed. Sometimes it's just, like you said, your way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I know women, we go into them, we're like, oh, this again. And it's like, be like, oh, this again.
Yeah. Well, and I think that your attitude towards blowjobs makes a huge difference in how it is received as well. Like, your partner doesn't want you to be doing something that you don't want to be doing. If you're not enthusiastic about it, they don't really care for you to probably do it 90% of the time either, even though they want that sensation. They want you to enjoy it as well. And so if you come in like with that like negative connotation around it, it's definitely less enjoyable for them. And then if you come in and you're like fucking enthusiastic, you're like, yes, I get to have this dick in my mouth, and I am so excited to provide my partner with this pleasure, it just goes so much better.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like we shy away from doing research on what could make it a better experience. And I definitely think that we should not, because I mean, a lot of us women, we like, oh, it's not sex unless he's giving me oral. There's a lot of guys out there that are the same way. Like, I'm not there where you want me to be because this is not something that you could provide.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that, because I feel like I've always been in the opposite place where oral sex is always expected of me, but as a recipient, I don't feel like I receive it as often as I give it. I would honestly say it's like a 1-to-4 ratio.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Mm. But, you know, on light of that, like, I really demand it and I ask for it. And also, if I am with a partner who is not willing to give me what I need, whether that be emotionally, whether it be sexually, they're not the right fucking partner.
Agreed.
It doesn't matter. Like, so if you don't want to go down on me, that's okay. Find somebody who doesn't enjoy that, but that's not me.
I agree. Unless you can make up for it in other ways. I will say that.
And also, I think too, there are men who don't enjoy blowjobs. And so if you're a woman who doesn't necessarily enjoy giving blowjobs, there are men out there that don't want you to suck their dick.
Yeah. It's so sad though. It's sad to hear that.
I mean, to each their own.
From someone that loves blowjobs, loves to give blowjobs, it's like, that's so sad to hear. Like, what made you not want to have a blowjob?
Yeah, I agree. Because like, I personally love watching my partner melt
mm-hmm.
between my hands and my mouth. And just like, I love that. I love the power. I love the amount of pleasure that I'm able to bring them. Like, it to me is just...
It's the one time that I have full control. Like, that is the one time.
Well,
that, I mean, there's other times, but
wait for my Saddle Up 3000 episode. We'll talk about the other time I'm in control.
That'll be all you. Yeah. Cause that's not me. But yeah, that's the one time that I am like, you're at my whim. And I like to be dominated. So that's the one time that it's like, okay, I'm about to dominate you.
Are you craving more in the bedroom? Are you desiring deep connection to yourself and your partner? Are you wanting something just a little bit more fun? If so, the Ultimate Guide for Foreplay is for you. This is an absolutely free guide with 10 of my favorite tips and tricks to spice it up in the bedroom to help just try something new, try something different, try something fun, try something playful. And bring more spice and sexiness into the bedroom. Go to foreplay.jordandanelle.com to get your ultimate guide to foreplay. Mm. So let's get back to a little bit more on, like, how do you do a good job? Do you have any, like, tongue or hand techniques in addition to, you know, grip and making sure that your teeth are not getting involved?
I always hear, like, how do you not have your teeth involved, like, whatsoever? And for me, it is about wrapping your lips around your teeth, if that makes sense.
Well, some other ways that kind of come to mind for me for, like, how do you do a good job? There are different ways to create different sensations with a penis. And one of those, I think, is kind of like creating a sucking sensation mm-hmm. with your mouth. So if you think of like a fish and you like,
mm-hmm.
remember how like you were a kid, you made those fish lips. When you do that on the dick, it creates a nice sucking sensation that can be very pleasurable. I also think there's this huge misconception about deep throating.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to be able to deep throat to give a good blowjob?
I do not believe you have to be. Yeah, I don't believe you have to deep throat in order to give a good blowjob.
I agree.
I do pride myself though on...
Which is why you got that Gok 3000.
Trying to get all the way down there, which I will share. This technique for if you are one of those people that's like, oh, well, I got to get it down. Like, I just, it's a thing of mine. I highly suggest laying on your back and letting him stand over you. It's gonna get down a lot further than you being either on your knees or you laying over him and doing it. And then that kind of actually gives him a little control. If you don't feel comfortable, you know, with your movements, that gives him the ability to control the movements.
Control the speed, all of that. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love that you brought up positions. You know, it's funny because I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. I'm getting old now. And
me too, girl.
Laying in bed, giving a blowjob, like sitting on top of him is really bad on my neck and my back. And so I really love sitting on the ground or like kneeling. That is my current favorite position. Also with that, it's kind of in like this little submissive role, which for me, I really enjoy.
Agreed. I 100% agree. Because then it's like, oh, am I really dominating you or are you dominating me now is the question.
And then there's also 69. But my question with 69, like personally, I cannot stay focused to receive and give at the same time.
Yeah, 69 is definitely not on the top of my list whatsoever, just because it's like, if he's doing a good job, I'm definitely not doing a good job. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm just looking at his dick while it's happening. It's
just, for me, I feel like it's just sitting in there. And I'm just like, yep, it's sitting there. And there's maybe some vibration going on around that, but that's it.
Right. I'm like, I know you're not getting what you want out of this. I definitely know, because I'm getting what I want out of it right now.
So you brought up, like, Will, we talked about deep throating, throwing up on a penis. Has that ever happened to you?
No, thankfully. But it has like come up and gone back down. I have never actually had it come out. I would probably be mortified, but there is no reason to be mortified in that situation because it happens. It happens a lot, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I know people that have been like, oh, and I just couldn't go back to him. And I'm like, what? Like, no, don't. I mean, it was that. Is it nasty? Yes.
To each their own.
Yes. But it could have been a huge turn on for him. You never know that. Like, ha, my penis made her throw up. Yes.
And there are people who have kinks around that too. And so I think definitely normalizing the fact that like it does fucking happen. Like same things happened to me. I've never actually vomited on a penis, but I've definitely swallowed it.
Many a times. And that's when you just take that quick little.
Yep. You take a big deep
breath. Go back at it.
Oh, no. The last time it happened to me, I was like, oh, yeah, we're done. I can't.
Oh, no.
Here's something that I've noticed for me personally. The more alcohol I drink, the worse my gag reflex is. And it's easier for me to throw up, which I don't know if that's the same for other people, but that's the same, or that's how it is for me.
I can't give an account on that because I do not like to have sex when I'm drunk. So not I don't like to, but I prefer to just be tipsy. So I haven't really experienced, I guess, giving a blowjob while drunk. I have tipsy, though, but I haven't experienced the gag.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast episode. We could talk about drunk sex or intoxicated sex, because I did a whole podcast post about it, or an Instagram post a couple of years ago. And we can totally go down a rabbit hole. But I think that when you start mixing alcohol and drugs and substances into sex, it really takes away from the actual experience. Now, it can add there, you know, let's say there's a lot of people who do like marijuana and have sex. It adds Molly, you know, I'm not condoning alternative substances, but it creates kind of a euphoria. So for some people, they really enjoy that type of activity as well. But the point is that sober sex is so much better than intoxicated sex, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, and like you said, all substances, they affect everyone totally differently. Like, I know people that are like dead set on drunk sex is some of the best sex. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm not your person for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I can't remember the last time I've had truly drunk sex, because I feel like most of my sex has been sober sex since the start of the pandemic.
Same. Yep.
Because I've become more conscious and aware. So anyway, back to blowjobs, what we're here to actually talk about here today.
I was going
to
say, yeah, we could definitely get all the way down on that. And that will be...
We'll go way down that rabbit hole. I want to talk about eye contact. Do you save that for your finisher?
I like to have a little eye contact during, because also going back to cues on if he's liking it. You know, sometimes you see those eyes roll back in the back of his head and it's like, okay, I see it. But yes, I love, love, love eye contact during the finisher, because it's just like, I did it.
I did it. Give myself a little pat on the back. Yes.
Yes.
I love eye contact. I think it's so sexy. And I think that a lot of men enjoy it as well. Again, ask your partner what they like, but eye contact is something that you can add to improve the experience for them as well, potentially.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I 100% agree. Because I think that our minds are so photogenic that, you know, maybe when you aren't there and he's masturbating, that might be the one thought that pops into his head. And I'm like, yes, let me be the thought that pops into your head during that time.
So where did you learn to give good blowjobs?
Believe it or not, I actually have an ex that, oh, let's see, 15 years ago. And he definitely wanted to teach me and I was willing to learn. So it started there, to be honest. And then, you know, they always say that when a woman is sucking dick, it's a combination of men from her past.
I have not heard this before.
Yes, I have heard this before. It is a combination of men from her past. And I truly believe that because there are things that I have learned from men from my past that the guy today is receiving, but It's truly about just learning a pattern. Guys have a pattern. And if you learn that pattern, I know I'm giving a hand. If you learn that pattern, you could do some great damage, and not in a bad way. Good damage.
So I learned to give blowjobs in college. Well, so long story short, I think I had an idea of what I was doing before that. But in college, I had this boyfriend. I don't know. We fucked around for like 10 years. So whatever you want to call it, never committed. And he would turn porn on and then kind of instruct me based on the porn. And I think that porn is actually a really good tool for learning different ways to maybe try some different strokes or try some different techniques. Like, you can see that. Another thing to point out that I see a lot in porn is like women are crying, like their eyes are watering, super normal as well. I think. Would you agree?
I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, it's just a natural thing that happens. I think once it gets so far back there, it's definitely.
But what about when that nose starts running?
You better have the strongest sniff in the world. That's all I know.
Right. Well, because the room, you know, it's probably hot. And then, You know, your blood pressure goes up, which, you know, I think that creates some type of chemical changes. Because if you think about when you go and get a massage and your face is down, your nose always ends up stuffy. Kind of the same thing when you give a blowjob. For whatever reason, it starts getting a little runny and stuffy and doing all kinds of things. So a lot of things happen.
Unless you're thinking about having a towel right there, which I do not. It is like a...
I'm not planning that far in advance, personally.
Neither am I. It's normally not a planned situation.
So let's talk about lube.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on lube with blowjobs?
If you feel like you need to have like a store-bought lube.
Oh, we don't do store-bought lube around here.
I say, yeah, neither do I. It is it's a spit thing. I think the more spit, the better. And I'm pretty sure that you can agree with this from experience, sometimes that spit will set them off.
Yes.
Before you even get to it. They say, you know, I don't even know if you would consider that a technique, but when the spit is still in your mouth and it's connecting to his dick, sometimes that's a whole turn on right there.
So let's talk about spit. I'm so glad that you brought that up. And then we also need to talk about like spit or swallow.
Okay.
So don't let me forget to get to that. That's not even in like the notes. How did that not come up? So spit. I think, well, me personally, I don't produce a lot of spit. And so it is very difficult for me to do that. However, when you hit that dangly thing in the back, it does start running.
I was just about to say, there are times that I will purposely deep throat in those situations when I know that I'm like, okay, I need to produce some more spit. I need some more spit. That right there, I mean, it's a double win for him. He's getting the spit and the deep throat. So
yeah,
you can't beat it.
You know, there are kind of like two schools of thoughts for blowjobs, like a messy blowjob and maybe a clean blowjob or a non-messy blowjob. What is the difference between the two?
I feel like I should maybe, have you experienced that before? Because I normally...
You go messy?
From experience, I just always go messy.
I'm like mid. I'm mid personally.
Okay.
I don't, like I said, I don't produce a lot of saliva. So it's not like super, super messy, but it's definitely not clean. But when somebody asks for a messy blowjob, what they're asking for is a lot of spit in like a lot of fluids. And I guess I don't want to say making it nasty, because that's not really what I mean, but kind of at the same time it is.
And sometimes, yeah. It totally is making it nasty. What's that song?
Do it nasty. Vito.
See?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My mom is going to love when she watches these videos to take the clips for Instagram. This is going to be real fun.
This is hilarious.
We'll have some hand gestures going on here. Anyway, so spit or swallow? What do you do?
I prefer to swallow. I prefer to swallow. But if it is a new guy, generally, that is not a thing, because I don't know how you eat. I don't know how much water you've been drinking. I do not know. I mean, it's sad to say, you know, that not sad to say, but it could possibly be a one night situation. I don't fully know your hygiene, if we're going to be 100% honest. So if it's a first type thing, I got to fill you out. I got to see how long I've known you before I swallow. Now, there have been people that I've known for a long time, and then we just so happened to mess around and sure enough swallowed it.
I'm a swallower. Like, I personally don't think that much about it. I love it when I'm having sex and they pull out and come in my mouth. I am all for that. Like, yes, please, sir. Thank you, daddy. More.
Yes, please. Right?
But the other thing I was going to tell you too is, what about like coming on your face, coming on your body versus swallowing?
I'm totally up for that. I mean, it's my face, totally fine. Do not come in my hair, because we might end up fighting afterwards. That's the only thing.
Oh my God. I have so many stories about cum in my hair.
I know about them.
And by so many, I mean one.
I know about it.
Well, and then, you know, you say your hair, but another thing to really think about is the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful with the eyes. Like, I know that men don't intentionally come in your eye. That shit fucking hurts.
Yeah.
My little college friend, it happened. Fucking hurts. I had a red eye for like 2 weeks.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. I generally like to say, you know, like the nose down. You can anywhere from the nose down. I'm not Carisha. No golden showers. Not all over me. We're going to go nose down.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was leading in. So when you're about to give a blowjob, do you just like go for the dick? Or like, how do you lead in to actually starting a blowjob?
Well, I think it's about some of the caressing. You know, if you're laying there watching a movie, I'm going to go ahead and put my hands right on down there and start playing with it. And then even, I know we talked about kinks. If he's a foot guy, I'm going to go ahead and lay the opposite direction and just start playing with it with my feet and go from there, because that kind of like, that heightens the senses as well, especially, you know, if that's a kink of his. I honestly just think that the whole playing around a little bit, depending on what it is that you're doing. Now, if you're doing a little car situation, there's no time to just play or get into it.
Have you ever done it while they're driving?
One time.
That's it?
Almost died. One time. Nope, because that was, we almost died. Not again.
I have so many stories I got to tell you about this that I did not know. High school Jordan was fucking wild. That's all I have to say.
20s T was wild. High school was, that was still.
Anyway, so the couple other things I want to talk about is, there are a lot of products on the market that are marketed for women to make it easier, to like numb your throat, taste better, all of that. What are some of the products that you've maybe tried or recommended or heard of?
I definitely have. There's a company called BJ Blast Oral Candy. And it's actually something, some of it, I don't want to say it's like Pop Rocks, because some of it is like a spray as well. And you can coat your mouth with it and then you give the blowjob. So they have a chocolate flavored one. I think they have an apple flavored one. And then they have quite a few flavors, but I've tried the apple and I've tried the chocolate one, and they give you that just if you, I think it helps if you do not like the taste of dick. I mean, those were probably in my earlier days.
Now I want it. I'm good.
Now I enjoy the taste of dick. So it's like, you know, whatever.
You know what though? I feel like for me, I was never bothered by it. But yeah, I'm interesting. I'm unique. So blowjob gel from Vibes Only. I've heard really, really good things about one of the followers on Instagram. She has sent in a message about that when I was talking about this on Instagram. So that would be something else to take a look at. You know, when it comes to numbing things, I would say use caution because pain is an indicator that something isn't necessarily right. So this kind of goes for like your throat and for your anus. And so lidocaine type products, things like that, I would really be cautious about and stick more to like flavored things. Stay away from like, don't use strawberry syrup or shit like that because it's all got sugar. And if he ends up putting it in you, guess what? Now you got a yeast infection. So make sure that they are safe things and look at if they're like clean products. I've done some episodes about lubricants and different ingredients to look for as well. So that's something else to take a look at when choosing a product that you want to try.
Agreed.
The other thing that one of the listeners wrote in about was one of the things they didn't like about giving blowjobs is when they can smell their own spit. And have you ever experienced that?
I brush my teeth before my person
arrives. You're so literal.
I'm sorry.
So I have.
Okay.
Because like, okay. So A, like if you're out and about and you weren't planning to give a blowjob and it just happens, you may not be able to brush your teeth. But B, this listener wrote in and said that, you know, she said, if I'm dehydrated, and I never thought about that. But being dehydrated is going to make you produce less saliva, which is going to make it more fragranted and more like thick, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And so making sure that you're staying hydrated could also help with that.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really paid attention to the smell of my spit. I think that's all. I can't give an account on that one.
I try to avoid, okay, this is actually really fucking funny. I try to avoid spicy things before giving blowjobs. Because of the fact that, especially if I'm drinking and having spicy food, then it's going to burn even more when my gag reflex goes off. I've literally thought about this stuff.
I will say one thing. I think that helps with gag reflex, and this is just me. And I think I knew what I was doing when I was a teenager and did not realize it. I think the way that you brush your teeth has a way of helping you with your gag reflexes. I think it's a perfect time to practice your gag reflexes when you are brushing your teeth. You know, how far is that toothbrush? How far are you really brushing back there?
That tongue is long. Can you get all the way to the back?
Yeah. And I think that's what set me up for success.
I love it. I remember I asked Tanisha a long time ago, like, how do you deep throat, right? Like, how do you get it back there? She's like, well, just practice with your toothbrush. Practice going further back. And I'm like, okay, well, sounds good. I'll give it a try. Okay, last question for you. Hair or no hair?
On him?
Yep.
Oh, it doesn't. I prefer a little hair because it's giving me the, like a, I don't know.
Masculine.
I mean, there's no reason wrong if there is no hair, but I prefer a little hair. Nicely trimmed.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot to give you that option, is groomed as an option. But yeah, I personally am kind of indifferent. Like, I'll take what I get. Like, however you show up is fine for me.
Yeah. Just make sure it's clean, you know, because, you know, hair holds a lot of bacteria and sweat and all that jazz. So just, you know, make sure it's clean. I don't want to get down there and you've got lint or whatever else could be down there.
I have so many statements. Have you ever gone down on somebody and they tasted like soap?
Yes. And I knew that. I was like, oh, so you've been cheating. Cool.
So funny story. Yep. That's exactly like in college that happened. Same guy, right? Like, he taught me a lot of things. We're really good friends to this day. He may even listen to this podcast. Like, we're cool as hell. But yeah, I definitely tasted soap a few times. I'm like, what'd you go do? Go stick your stick in the sink and wash it off real quick before you came to see me?
Right. Like, you could have showered here. So just a little lost, but whatever. Unless the plan was for me to be ready when he got there, then, I mean, you know.
Even then.
Yeah.
Well, this has been such a fun conversation to talk about our things. You know, we didn't talk about condoms yet and safety and STI minimization. So I don't want to ask this, but I'm going to ask this. Have you ever given head with a condom?
I have not, because that is the one time that my gag reflexes are there, because the taste of, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the way that I give a blowjob, but the one, so I'll say this. One time I did, and you know how they put the condom on and it's got the little space at the top?
Yes.
And it got stuck in my throat, kind of. And I was like, yeah, no, not stuck, but it was like flapping in my throat. I don't know how to explain it. And I was like, it was just no. And then the taste alone was like a huge turnoff for me.
Yeah. So, you know, condoms are a great way for STI minimization, and you can find a variety of different flavors or styles out there. Also, let's be realistic in that, you know, I have given blowjobs with condoms before, very few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeping it real, keeping it 100 here.
Agreed.
But they are available and would be encouraged to be used if you, depending on what your safer sex practices are and your STI minimization. There are lots of podcast episodes we've done about STI minimization. So always go take a look at those to learn more about condom use. And, you know, I'm not discouraging using condoms. I'm just saying, like, there's real world. And,
you know, if it's the first time and you guys haven't had that conversation, then maybe
look at this.
Think about it.
We come full circle back to communication.
Yes. It's all about, I mean, you can't sit here and act like you guys weren't dirty texting, you know, sexting each other prior to this. During that sexting, you know, when it's getting hot and heavy, hey, slip some of those questions in there. Like, it's not an issue. At least you know then, like, okay, this is either how it's going to go or it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I love that. And sexting is such a great time to ask those questions.
Yeah.
If the listeners take one thing away from today's conversation, what would you want it to be?
I guess don't be afraid to ask those questions. Don't be afraid. Don't feel like you're going to dampen the mood when you ask, how would you like this? Literally change your perspective and be like, okay, I am asking because I want you to get as much out of this as I want to get out of this.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that the more pleasure they're having, the more pleasure that you will also get from giving it, especially if you're somebody who's like, this is not really my thing. I don't love this, but I want to try. That can be a way to help you enjoy it more too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I always, you know, I hate to use a Bible verse in this, but it's always better to give than it is to receive.
She did not.
I did though.
That is hilarious. Oh my goodness. Where can the listeners find you at?
Okay, so I am on Instagram under @its_TanishaIrene. And I'd love to meet all of you. So come say hi.
Yes. Come party with us in Houston sometime. That's where us bad bitches love to hang out. So
literally. In addition to all the other trips that might happen.
Yes, actually. We can talk about this later, but I think it would be really fun to do like some destination retreats with podcast listeners and people in the community.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye. This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life? Or feel like you're having good sex, but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.